Now listen to the tiger. We are on a peninsula in Southeast Asia, surrounded on three sides by the Malayan Sea. We cannot see the water because we are far inland. Here, the hot, humid land is densely vegetated, and we hear the sounds of this country. We can hear the ordinary sounds, like the morning rain on the swollen leaves, like the eerie sound of overdecorated jungle birds, like the rhythm of his strokes as a native boy chops on a mahogany tree. These are the ordinary sounds. There are also special sounds. This is a helicopter. It is American made and carries two soldiers of the U.S. Army. They are attached, however, to the service of another country, and they patrol this part of the peninsula in deadly combat. They are not officially at war. Another very special sound is the sporadic fire of a rifle. This is an American rifle, but it is in the hands of a native sniper. He seeks to kill the American soldiers, and he sometimes does. Then there is another sound you will hear. It belongs to a being older in kind than helicopters, older than rifles or gunpowder, older than wars. Now, listen to the tiger.
Banana tree. You'll get the feel of it. Once you get used to blood. he's so wheezing. It's hard shooting a real live man down. That's what surprises me. Even when he's shooting at us.
You'll get over it. The mistake you're making is thinking of them as human beings. Forget they're human, that's all. That's the trick. There's that sniper's nest. Get set and I'll zoom in from 2 o'clock this time.
I'll get set, all right. But don't fool me. They are human beings. You know that.
Forget it. You'd seen what they did to Joe Simpson before he died. Lucky he had his dog tags on. His mother wouldn't have known him. You get over that human being, Dad. They're savages, Doc. They're a lower order. Savages. Now get set, Bucko. We're going in.
Why does the child cry, Marble?
Perhaps he cries aloud, as I cry inside.
My wife and child cry because I must hunt for them.
It is because you hunt not the tiger. You war for men. You kill men. And they seek to kill you. This is why your woman and your boy child must weep.
You are a mother, and he is a man. You should be done with weeping.
I am a woman, and he is a baby. He feels my anxiety. Do not blame him. It is my fault. I cannot see you load your belt in the morning without being full of fear. It is more than fear, Tyree. It is as if I know we are on a trail that has no return. Husband, can you hear me in the morning? Can you hear how I weep and why?
What would you better do? Welcome the Yankee dog of the invader. Is he not worse than the tiger?
The tiger is game for us, and we are game for the tiger. But they are men. They are human.
The Yankee's not human. He's a vulgar, Western robot, stupid, selfish, marauding, mechanical man. He will kill our kind. And you call him human.
It is because we love, Daiwi. Only love makes us see the folly of this way.
Then your love will also close your mouth. I need you to stop my child from crying.
It will do that, Tayumi. You will return at nightfall.
I will return.
Did you see him fall? Donegan! Donegan! He
our play in a minute.
VISTA, V-I-S-T-A, Volunteers in Service to America, is made up of people like you. It was set up by Congress as part of the Economic Opportunity Act. VISTA volunteers are lucky people taking a year out to go live in the midst of unlucky ones, to spread around a little luck and opportunity. You don't have to be a teacher or a social worker, just somebody who's willing to do something special with a year of his life. The government gives you expense money and saves $50 a month for you. You spend full time that year helping people, Americans who need a boost to get out of the rut they're in.
Yank! Oh, Yank! Can you see me over here?
I see you. Go ahead and shoot. I have no gun. Besides, I'm dying.
You must have guns. You have small arms? Pistol belt? Can you move at all?
There's no reason to lie to you. I'm helpless. I didn't have my pistol belt on. I can't move. I think my back is broken.
Have you knife? Grenade.
Listen, you goof. Forget your worries. I'm unarmed, you hear? I'm completely helpless. Finish me off and shut up.
Yank, are you gunman or pilot?
If it makes any difference, I was the gunner. The pilot's dead over there in the chopper.
No difference. It was you who shot me. I wanted to know. I cannot find my rifle. Like you, I cannot move.
Great. We're both unarmed. We're both disabled. And they'll never find us in a month of Sundays.
Have you any fire? Matches? Flares? Something?
No. How come you speak English?
The missionary taught me. What is your name, please?
Kenny Stark. Your name?
My name is Tayui.
How bad off are you? Where did I hit you?
It is very bad in the side and my right leg. I am losing life.
What did you want a pistol or knife for? You want to kill me even now?
I hoped you had some weapon. You could have hastened my dying, and perhaps you could have defended yourself.
I don't get it. Defend myself? You mean your boys are coming?
My people will not locate us until many hours pass. He will strike before then.
Who will strike?
Camus, who watches us now. I saw him from my tree. Now he moves slowly toward us.
Camus, what's that?
That is the tiger. He is a big one, many hands high.
Oh, God, he won't.
Will he? Yes, he will. Very soon he will.
Why does it have to be like this?
It is like this because the Camus in this region are all man-eaters. And because he moves toward us as if he were very hungry.
Tayui,
I am still here.
Before it happens, I want to apologize for shooting you. It wasn't a personal thing. You understand?
I understand.
I mean, it wasn't me shooting you. I was just aiming at a target. That's all it was.
I apologize, too. With me, it was a personal thing. You were here in my land.
I never really hated you. I wanted to fight because I knew so little about you. I guess I did believe you were, well, savages.
Camus will teach us both what savage is. Will you do me a favor, Stark?
Anything.
There is this chance for you. Camus will certainly have appetite for one of us. But perhaps It will be only enough for one this morning. He will be drawn by my blood.
Oh, cut it out.
Hear me. If you will be quiet during it, his feast, then my people should find you before he is ready to dine again. Is this agreed?
Fellow, I get you. And I appreciate it. How about if we get closer together and just yell and scream? Maybe the noise will keep him away.
I tell you, I cannot move. And I will not even be able to whisper in a short time.
Well, that makes two of us, I guess. Thanks anyway.
It's not much to thank. There. By the clearing. There he is. Do you see him now?
Oh, yes. Yes, I see him. I can even see his eyes.
And he sees yours. Be sure of that. He is an old, wise tiger.
He's sure a big, beautiful beggar. It's better, I suppose, than to be hit by a scrawny, mangy one.
We are honored, you and I, to have such a fine camu.
Sayuri, how will we know? What signs will he give when he's ready to rush us?
First, he will growl, challenging us to move against him or to run. He would prefer us to run. Then his growl will become more ferocious.
Is that it? He's starting now?
It starts now. When he is satisfied that we belong to him, he will give a great roar of triumph that will warn all others that we are his. It will shake the ground. Then he will come.
Now he talks to us.
Yes. And we can only listen.
Now Listen to the Tiger, written by Burr McCloskey produced and directed by Warren Somerville. In the cast, Ralph Bell, Peter Fernandez, James Monks, Bryna Rayburn, and George Petrie. Audio engineers, Marty Folia and Neil Pulse. Sound technician, Ed Blaney. Script editor, Jack C. Wilson. Original music by Alexander Vlastotsenko. Orchestra under the direction of Glenn Osser.
We hope you've enjoyed our first drama and invite you to stay tuned for our second play, Deedle Deedle Dumpling, My Son, X1. This is WLS FM 94.7 megacycles, your sound decision in Chicago radio.